Now, I would tell you that Josquin was hailed by his contemporaries as the best composer of his time, the father of musicians, as he was known. Martin Luther himself wrote, and now I quote Luther, "He is the master of the notes. They must do as he wills. As for other composers, well, they have to do as the notes will," unquote. And as a composer, boy, do I know what Martin Luther's talking about. There's times when the music just seems to take control and you write yourself into a hole and don't know how to get yourself back out again. And part of being a composer with great technique is that you conceive what you want before you write, and then what you write follows the initial conception rather than dragging you in and forcing you to write things you didn't mean to write to start with. We've all probably had that experience, even in writing prose. Martin Luther understands then the essence of Josquin, which is someone who really knows what they're doing. By the way, for those of you who might be stimulated to go and purchase some of Josquin's recordings, and luckily he is well represented in recordings, should not look under Desprez, D or P for his last name. He will be properly cataloged in a record store as Josquin, and any number of his masses and his secular compositions is available to be purchased now. I'm not getting a piece of this action. I just want us to enjoy a composer who deserves a lot of attention. Now, most of these northern-born composers who I listed before found employment far outside of their native area. For example, many of them worked, and their colleagues worked, for the Holy Roman Emperor or somewhere in the Habsburg Empire, in Spain, in southern Germany, in Austria, or Bohemia. Many of these northern-born composers worked for the King of France or any of the French courts. And many of them worked for the Pope or the Papal Court or one of the secular Italian courts. Now, we're going to focus in on the ones working and living in Italy. Indeed, as we move into the Renaissance, it is the principates and oligarchies of Italy which are offering increasingly desirable opportunities for these foreign-born composers, these so-called oltremontani, as the Italians called them. Oltremontani, it means literally from the other side of the mountains. Now, why should these Italian courts be offering increasingly desirable opportunities? Well, let's go through the reasons, because during the 15th and 16th centuries, the Italian peninsula has grown grasso, fat, from trade, shipping, and manufacturing. And that's the first reason. There's a lot of wealth in Italy in the 15th and 16th centuries. Naples, Genoa, Venice, Milan, Mantua, Florence, Ferrara, and Modena are all among the great secular cities, courts of Renaissance Italy, and they're hungry consumers, I would tell you, for this new Greek-influenced music of the expression-crazed Renaissance. Another reason that this is a good place to go and work, Italy, is that the wealth, power, and prestige of the Roman Catholic Church still counts for much in Italy and brings a huge measure of stability to the peninsula. Thirdly, the religious wars that ravage much of Europe in the 16th century hardly touched Italy at all. Now, Josquin Desprez's career is typical of the sorts of careers these northern-born composers had once entering into Italian service. He was born circa 1440. In 1459, he is recorded as having been a singer at the Milan Cathedral. In 1474, he would have been 34 years old, he enters the employ of the Sforza family. In 1486, he's 46 years old, he enters the service of the Papal Chapel in Rome. This happens when Ascanio Sforza becomes a cardinal. So we should not be surprised that so much of this French-Belgian composer's music, and of course he was French-Belgian, Desprez, is in Italian. Now, I would point out that Petite Camusette, which we listened to moments ago, is in French. And we might have thought, well, we would expect a composer from northern France and southern Belgium to be writing in French. But frankly, the great bulk of his secular music is not in French. It's in Italian. And it's in Italian because he's living and working in Italy and writing music for Italians. Let's listen to another piece by Josquin Desprez called El Grillo. It means the cricket, and it's a marvelous piece of music. And this one is in Italian, and I want us to be aware of a whole bunch of different things when we hear this. So bear with me while I tell us first, and then we'll listen.